Stocks rebound, cases rising. I'm Mike Moss. A roller coaster feel on Wall Street, where stocks today are rising after the massive decline yesterday. Business correspondent Christine Romans reports many businesses are still feeling a sharp drag.
You have this split screen where you have such optimism in the stock market, in part because of the promises made that they're not going to let the economy fail, right? But on Main Street, it's just not there yet. Main Street is still at the bottom of a very, very deep hole that's been dug and hasn't climbed out quite yet.
19 states are reporting significant increases in coronavirus cases in the U.S. More from correspondent Rosa Flores in Miami.
As the Sunshine State continues to reopen, an uptick in coronavirus cases, according to analysis by Dr. Eileen Marty, an infectious disease expert at FIU. With nearly 1,700 new cases reported yesterday alone, among the reasons for the uptick, per Dr. Marty, people not wearing masks, not social distancing, and not exercising proper hygiene. And the ongoing protests could exacerbate the problem, not just because large groups are in close proximity, but because of the use of tear gas, which, according to Dr. Marty, can damage the airways that the body needs to fend the virus.
The Capitol Hill section of Seattle has been turned into an around-the-clock protest site after police abandoned a local station after they used tear gas on protesters. Correspondent Dan Simon is there.
The department made the calculated decision that they were going to try to de-escalate things and essentially abandon the department. Well, when that happened, you had protesters essentially flood the zone, and that's what you have today.
President Trump says he will send in federal forces if the protesters don't leave. The mayor says that would be illegal and is unwanted. At one point today, the Dow was up 800 points, but right now it's up just 271. I'm Mike Moss.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season. With healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up, MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters. The best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals. You can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 105, the high for today, 71 overnight tonight, 10-mile-per-hour winds for the weekend, 101 and sunny on Saturday, 70 overnight Saturday night, Sunday, sunny and 102, 68 on Sunday night, Monday, sunny and 103.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America?"
Born in Yuma, Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Happy Friday out there. George Davis.
Is it happy?
It is a happy Friday.
All right.
Happy to be working, happy to be here. Our number here is 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Give us a call if you have any questions on, like to hear about what you're doing out there, how your business is doing, if you're taking any little trips at all with the economy is opening back up. I know we're going to head out to Phoenix, and kids are been in the house for 4 or 5 months, and so is the wife. You can tell when you get home, it gets a little bit more dicey as far as the nerves go, a little stir crazy.
You have a dog, don't you?
We do have a dog.
The dog gets to go out, though, right?
The dog gets, dog does get to hang out. So. Go outside, so. Yeah, so how you doing today, Russ? Good?
I'm doing well. I mean, this whole thing is kind of interesting to me. You know, the finance of it, the stock market, the investment, the whole thing, how the country's handling, the issues. And we're resilient, Jordan. Mm-hmm. We're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be fine.
Let's get started on it.
Yeah.
Just ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Well, the market's very resilient. I mean, look at the last 110, 120 years. You know, we have these ups and downs, and everybody wants to know, is this a V-shaped recovery? Is it a W? Yeah. Last time I was on with Tom, he didn't know what a Nike swoosh was, so I told him, hey, look at it. It looks like a Nike swoosh now.
Well, it looks like it was coming. In fact, up until 2 days ago, the market for 1 year was up like 7% for 1 year.
Well, the NASDAQ was.
Well, no, even
the tech heavy. But
the Dow was up for 1 year. I'm not talking beginning of the year to date. I was talking for 1 year period.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it was 12 for 12 months. It was up.
Yeah.
Not right now. It's up. It's down.
Yeah, yesterday was a little bit pretty brutal, but you know, it was getting a little frothy. It was up 20-something% in a couple weeks, and you can tell. They have a lot of those. I was watching some stuff on CNBC, and they have a lot, I guess, like the Robin Hood, and they have a lot of new programs where retail investors can get in there and zero commission,
right?
Pretty much buy whatever they want. So
scary.
Yeah. Well, there's no, as you know, there's really no sports, so you can't gamble. So,
oh, that's
cool. Like putting money into the market, and I'm serious because they were great, like JCPenney. A lot of these companies that are bankrupt,
right?
They were bidding them up and buying them, even though they're bankrupt, and they bid up their stock 300%, and you know, trying to make some money, and they're just coming down real very quick. So,
yeah, JCPenney is not gone. I mean, they're Chapter 11.
Chapter 11,
but they ain't healthy.
No, it's not. It shows in their stock price. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, pretty interesting times. I remember, I'll be going on my 16th year, and I do not recall how fast and furious the information comes across me. I got my watch on, and I can see the Dow on my watch.
It'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, it will. So I also got Eric Friends here. How you doing, Eric? He's with Yuma Risk Management Group.
I'm doing great, George.
What's your title over there now? CEO, CO?
I'm just a guy.
Okay.
You know, I'm a team member. But you know, we can call me a partner or You know, we all do a little bit of everything around there, and especially now over the last 90 days, it's kind of been all hands on deck as we try and figure out how we're gonna move forward. So,
tell everybody what you do, because I know you're not an insurance agent. You're a owner.
I'm a partner in the business, and I've been on the brain trust, I guess, of trying to set up our office to operate, you know, in with the new rules that are going on, and then at the same time I am an agent, you know, I have a clientele list, and you know, life is going on, you know, we got policies and new stuff happening, crazy stuff happening in insurance, and mm-hmm. So this is the last 90 days have been challenging here, trying to deal with some things that have never happened before. You know, we've been in business for 7 years, and I got into it, you know, thinking I knew everything, and quickly learned that I didn't, and I didn't really start making progress until I accepted that fact, which might sound simplistic, but it's not, you know, a lot of the lessons that I've learned, you know, aren't really helping me. You know, you got a whole new set of lessons you got to learn, and it's been a challenging 3 months. Trying to figure out how we're gonna be with some new obstacles that we haven't dealt with before. You know, mm-hmm. things like schools not being in session, and I got three single females, mothers in my office, and. You know, daycare's not open, and you know, so how do we? That's 3 out of 5 total employees.
Sure,
you know, and
sure.
So, you know, I mean, most of my staff, you know, lost the people that watch their kids, be it school or daycare, and you know, even now, you know, it's just exciting times, challenging times, and it's never a dull moment. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
what's all this going to do to rates? I mean, I know. Less miles traveled affected our gas even, and the amount of accidents were way down, but it's a blip. But does that affect anything, at all?
I'm not sure it's a blip, you know. Everything affects everything, so, I'll talk to you about my office. I mean, you know, and people like me throughout the state of Arizona, you know, you got a lot of insurance agency owners that have figured something out. You know, they figured out that when they started doing the stay at home and people working from home, that there are some people that actually their productivity improved.
Wow.
One of the anchors in our business in our overhead is rent. People you get productivity out of, you're supposed to at least. And a lot of investments you make, you get something out of. You know, rent to me has always felt like one, I mean, you got to have it, but you know, it's always just kind of felt like something that I guess the top of the list of the bills I hated to write checks for. There's a lot of agency owners that have gone to this model of now where they might have been thinking, okay, to grow, I need more space so I can fit my people. To now, I can grow by having people work from home, you know, and for some people, they actually improve their productivity. So, so by doing that, you've got less people driving around. So, you know, I'm not sure it's a blip or not. You know, it's going to take a little while. You know, the insurance company likes to know these numbers.
Right.
You know, and now, like, we'll talk about this as we move forward. You know, one of the big things the last 90 days has been the auto insurance industry is basically giving back money. It's an unbelievable time. You know, now, you know, they're not benevolent by any stretch. You know, there's some method to their madness, and some part of it is marketing. You know, that one or two companies decided to do this and made it real public, you know, and so you got all these insurance companies giving back money, but I'm not so sure what to, it's hard to know, you know, how we're going to be going forward. But.
Mm-hmm. All right, you move right back. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Dear
Eric Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered to LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Back to Yuma Money Talk here, AM560 KBLU. Hope you're having a great day and you have a great weekend. So I got Russ Clark here and Eric Friend. He's got insurance, Yuma Risk Management Group. And we're talking about a lot of interesting things. So
Off air.
So we'll bring them on to air. One question, though, before Russ's question, Eric, is I see these commercials, and I know before break you mentioned the insurance companies giving money back. You know, mm-hmm. You say, okay, well, and then on TV, they'll advertise they refunded some of your auto insurance. My insurance company hasn't done that. Will they call me and tell me? Do I have to take action and say, hey, why don't you return some of my premiums?
You shouldn't. They did that on purpose. I mean, it's already been extremely difficult to manage the extra request for service. All these insurance companies, service staff is working from home, so you got that challenge of them having to try and work out systems that work, which are imperfect. And so, you know, it's everyone's been different, which for me that works with multiple companies has been really a challenge to get the information right. But I've seen anywhere from where they'll send a check back to they'll deposit it back to directly to a card that was used to make the payment, you know. They'll reduce monthly payments. They'll apply it as like to your bill, a small payment to your bill to reduce your monthly bill if you pay that. So You shouldn't have to do anything. I see a lot of people that don't notice it, you know, because they don't really look at their credit card statement, you know, very often, or heck, they see something. I get calls because they wonder why a payment happened, you know, at a different time of the month, and they don't really notice that it's on the right side of the ledger instead of the left. you know, insurance companies don't do deposits.
Generally. Oh, yeah.
And so,
yeah.
So they see it as a credit instead of a debit, you know. And so, you know, they couldn't do it. They couldn't manage the millions of calls that they'd get saying, hey, hook me up with the program.
Yeah.
You know, so what they did was they, you know, and it was in the interest of trying to, I mean, annual miles is a big rating factor for auto insurance. You know, and so, you know, that without having 200 or 300 million people call their insurance company and say, hey, reduce my mileage on my cars down to nothing because I'm not using it. You know, this was kind of an idea where, okay, you know, I mean, on top of everything else, you know, here's 20% for a few months. Because we know our claims are less, we know this, you know, partly, and so they, you know, they start doing it. So no, you shouldn't. In fact, I mean, if you're still with the company that you were with before, you should have received a credit, you know, because they've been one of those companies that's, I laugh, like they're not, you know, they are a lot of few insurance companies that are making it well known what they're doing.
Oh
you
yeah,
know, you know, like they are spending like oodles of money, like you know, publicizing it, and then you'll see others, big ones even. They really aren't saying too much, you know. They're just doing it, you know. And so, you know, now it'll be interesting to see. You know, we're coming towards the end. Like most companies did it by the month, maybe April and May, that people are seeing it in May and June. You know, I've seen some insurance companies have extended a third month into June. They are kind of looks like they're saying, some of them are saying that this will probably be the end of it. You know, but like we saw with this, I'm not so sure this would have happened if there weren't one or two companies that kind of started this domino of saying, okay, we're going to give a little bit of money back and then throw it, plaster it all over TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people being at home watching more TV probably. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, well, we got to get busy on this thing and do something. So, you know, if a couple insurance companies keep doing it and keep making it well known, you could see some extensions. And then you got, you know, second waves and, you know, so it's I'm like one of the things I've seen. I haven't seen as many people looking to, you know, change their insurance companies lately, you know, because you know they're paying 80% of what they were before, and so so you know it's you know a lot of good things, you know. I mean, you know, I mean it's helped. I mean, it helped me. You know, I mean I've enjoyed a little bit of lower auto insurance premiums, even though our office has been open, you know. So I really haven't changed my driving habits all that much. I guess I'm not taking it much in the way.
A little less auto insurance, a little less fuel costs.
Yeah, you know.
I drive faster because the roads aren't as
bad. Gas to the floor, brakes to the floor.
Yeah, that's the guy that was going by me, and I couldn't even tell who it was. I thought I recognized him.
Don't tell Wilmot.
The winter visitors
are
gone.
No, it's true, though. You can,
open
you
roads.
Can, people are, yeah. So.
You know, but, you know, it's... I've been noticing, you know, I don't have any numbers on this, but, you know, I've been getting less calls for claims. I mean, it's, you know, all that stuff's verifiable. They just don't know the you know, they like to know down to the, you know, 10,000th of a percent, you know, of what they're doing. They like to very, you know, good numbers, and they don't have them right now. And
so this
and,
could be, like you're saying, this could be not just a blip. It could be something that lasts where they lower their insurance, less claims, less auto accidents,
well,
unless you're driving
the
with trucks.
The good companies, you know, or the company, you know, it's a cycle business with insurance companies. I mean, you know, no, I don't even the best ones. You know, you'll have a dip in the cycle where they want to get more competitive, they want to grow, you know, and then even the best ones, they'll go through a cycle up where they're kind of, okay, we got to kind of take it easy, let the dust settle, let the actuaries do their work, and then they, you know, kind of go back down. So, you know, for those that are hitting the down cycle during this thing, you know, these insurance companies stop crediting people. You know, so they're having to pay full price, and then all of a sudden they're looking at their price, and they're not using their cars, and think they're, you know, work is down in Yuma. What I'm looking at is what's going to happen in the winter. You know, right. if the, you know, if we don't have the people come down, like especially from Canada, you know, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be hurting around here. Okay, well, we're going to start looking at some of our expenses here, and insurance will be right there on the list. You know, and so, you know, it'll be, you know, pretty interesting going forward. So, yeah, no, I think it's possible. People always think about insurance as, okay, it's just going up and up and up, like as if there's no reason for it. You know, and there's a valid reason for it, you know. You know, if auto insurance take, for example, you know, somebody goes in the hospital, we got to fix that. You know, and if it's the price of going to the hospital is increasing like crazy, you know,
yeah,
healthcare is going up. You know, lawyers, you know, I mean, they, you know, it's huge cost. So there's a method to the madness here. You know, but if those claims costs are going down and a company wants to grow, absolutely, you could see some reductions because I think it's, we don't really know, but I think it could be even lower than we think. you know, where, now, this is auto insurance. You know, there are other lines of insurance that are, you know, this is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like more on the commercial line, which we were kind of talking about, you know, but there's the health insurance thing. You know, actually, health insurance, like, I just read that they had a rebate, not the Medicare stuff, but there's some health insurance companies that are the employer-sponsored plans, you know, that are you know, giving rebates back. You know, it's just crazy times. Like, insurance industry is like everything else. We don't know. You know what I mean? But I'm not so quick to say, since we feel pretty confident in saying that this is not going to be a, you know, like a, I don't think it's a V. You know, that's a V.
But insurance doesn't seem to react real quickly. So how long do you think they need before they can actually see that this is something that's going to last? I know it's been 3 months and say, oh, we're going to lower
it's
for
a year.
Years.
It's a year's thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I
mean, you
figured,
get damage
so.
To a car, you know, and you know, you're going to know your loss within a few weeks. You get damage to a body, you know, I mean, statute of limitations is 2 years, you know, so you got that length. And then people get injured in accidents and never get better. You know, so like you get settlements that extend out. So you can't, and those are the ones that, like, you know, fixing a bumper on a car is a couple $1,000 deal. You know, you could have a settlement on a bodily injury claim that it could be $500,000. You know, those are the ones, the longer ones are the ones that really move the needle. You know, so it's a years long thing, you know, what I mean, that the insurance company, the trickle down effect, you know, that you could see. And the commercial insurance, shoot, I mean, again, that's a. Yeah, there are. We were talking, you know, moratoriums here is what the word you guys were looking for off air. You know, more stuff. You know, we've got fires going on throughout Arizona right now. Like, maybe us in Yuma don't really know this, but, you know, Tucson's got some. I mean, they got a pretty serious issue going on over there. And you know, companies aren't writing home insurance on northern Tucson, northern Pima County, even trickling up to Apache Junction. You know, you couldn't buy a homeowner's insurance policy right now.
Really?
You know, so that fire is threatening. You know, and there was one already up on the, I think it was on the northwest side of Maricopa. We're looking at a pretty serious forest fire season coming off of a couple years that have been pretty bad, especially in California. You know, so you look at the news and, you know, it takes about 28 minutes of a 30-minute news program to get to something other than a protest or a virus thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some other problems we got going on that are typical. Storm season down in Florida, you know, I mean, that's coming up here. You know, and those are typically the biggest problems we have throughout the year. You know, Midwest with tornadoes. I mean, we're coming up on this time that, you know,
Now, do we get a break in Yuma because we don't have fires? I mean, I know they look at a lot of things, and does a home that lives in the that's built in the middle of a forest, does that pay
it
more?
Is. I will be the first to admit that it is an agent like me in Yuma compared to an agent up in Flagstaff definitely has a, you know, easier gig. You know,
okay.
they have this thing that you know, they use address data, and they do what's called hazard fire scores, brush fire scores, for the most part, unless maybe you're in Martinez Lake or something along the river, we have a brush fire zero. So, I mean, you know, you look at something and you always, okay, what things are going to make this risk that we're trying to get a price for difficult? You know, that's one less issue we got to deal with. We don't have wood stoves here. Insurance companies don't love wood stoves. People up north, that's their primary source of heat. You know, and do they have it, you know, serviced? And that's a whole issue. Like, we have a lot of people, local residents that own homes up there. You know, maybe cabins up in the woods. Yeah, the more remote and less serviced, like, it's insurance price shoots up. You know, so that's. I mean, we definitely have it good here in Yuma. That's one last thing we got to deal with. And insurance companies love it. They love doing business here in Yuma. Like, from a homeowner standpoint. You know, it's a great place for them to do business.
Stable.
They use us to subsidize the large market of Maricopa.
I don't like that you said that.
Well, it's I don't like that they do that.
I don't
want
to subsidize Maricopa.
I don't like that they do it. I've been arguing about this for 15 years. You know, it makes us less competitive. But back in the days, my previous, you know, place I was working, you know, and they made no bones about it. You know, they had to be competitive in Maricopa to make their numbers. And that was a place that was much more risky than we have it here. And so our loss ratio is, you know, let's say 40%. You know, a dollar a premium, they're paying 40 cents out in claim, maybe 30% in admin. You know, so they're making 30% profit. They're taking that money, and instead of reducing our rates, subsidizing some of the bigger areas, you know, so that they can be more competitive there. So we have a good situation here in Yuma from a risk standpoint.
Yeah, it goes on behind the scenes. All right, we're up against another break here, Yuma. Money talk.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Hey everyone, News 11, Dominique Newland here with your latest headline. Yuma Regional Medical Center says it has been monitoring their nursing workforce daily, and as a result in the uptick of COVID-19 cases, the hospital made the decision to move into their Tier 2. This means that they have started using their nursing command hub. Back in the beginning of the pandemic in March, YRMC created the Nursing Command Center to make sure the hospital is fully staffed to treat COVID-19 patients. The hospital is having nurses work in teams to help alleviate the heavy workload. And retail warehouse giant Sam's Club is launching curbside pickup across the nation. The company announced on Wednesday that the contact-free pickup experience will be available chain-wide. As always, for these stories and more, you can head over to our website at kyma.com, as well as download our News 11 app.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Welcome back to Yuma AM 560 KBLU Money Talk. Got Eric Friends here and Russ Clark, of course.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got to know more. This insurance has all of a sudden become interesting.
It is, like, I'm telling you, this is new times. Like, you never would have heard that type of thing.
Insurance being interesting. Do I need to buy riot insurance?
You know, you shouldn't. You know,
is there such a thing?
Yes. You know, there is. Well, so you start. The basics of a policy start with, like, why you have a 200-page commercial policy.
Because you guys are driving me nuts.
Because you start with everything, and then they exclude everything. You know, so you start with one page that says, we're going to include everything, and then every page thereafter is, well, we exclude this, and this.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they give it back to you on the back end, so that's why you end up with a 200 or 300-page policy if you're a business owner. For the cookie-cutter businesses, you know, like an insurance agency, a financial services, like, you know, the cookie-cutter stuff. Like, there's in Arizona, it's typically included, you know, or not excluded,
right.
I guess,
okay.
Is a better way
well,
of putting it.
Well, completely different at our office, U Invest Group, compared to Russ.
Right.
The chance of getting injured
There's different.
A big time difference. I mean,
well, the riots are the same.
Injury?
I would riot
you
before me.
What do you mean by injury? Are you talking about an employee?
Yeah, that's workers' comp.
Okay, well, now you're talking work comp, you know, which that there's no, I mean, that's pretty inclusive. Like, you know, you don't have to worry about that.
I handle picking up cars above your head, so there's going to be a little different.
Yeah, there's going right. to be a little different.
A little bit higher risk.
A little different coverage and higher risk.
You know,
so.
But, no, you know what? There's some interesting things. Like, you know, EPLI insurance, employer practices liability insurance. Like, we recently got it for you guys over there. All right, so this is the type of insurance. This is like your sexual harassment, gender discrimination.
That's a big deal.
You know, the EEOC filings, equal employment opportunity, you know, filings that they'll do, like the wrongful terminations. That world is on its end, you know, head right now.
Is
you know, with all the you know furloughs and firings and everything, you know the insurance companies are it's all. Tough market right now to be. I mean, prices have shot up. You know, it's priced by turnover. You know, and when the higher turnover, the more likely you are to have some kind of a problem with something. Because you don't really need to have a problem. You just have to have somebody that says there was a problem, and then you've got a problem, and an attorney that's willing to take on the cost. So you know, I mean, one little comment. You know, of course, these days where like people are remembering every comment that you made 25 years ago, however innocuous it was. You know, and bringing it up and you know creating the problems. You know, same thing. Like, was there a stupid email or text that was sent out to the, you know, that at the time they laughed about and they kept it, and now it's like, well, this was, you know, demeaning or whatever, and bringing it up, and okay, now we got a suit because they fired me. You know, so, you know, that's a market that's kind of crazy. All these different little sub markets with the riot, like, I mean, they're, you know, every state, the insurance is a state run deal. You know, so, you know, the laws of the states, it's not a federal deal. So, you know, the riots actually, like, I mean, every state's a little bit different. I would say the more cookie cutter the business, the more likely that it's, you know, covered, you know, or if you had a problem with it. Now this, and sometimes it's directly and indirectly. We're talking about Seattle, you know, if you have a riot that causes a fire, that's one loss. If you have a protest that shuts you down, like what's going on in Seattle right now, that's a whole nother deal. You know, that's indirect loss. So I mean, there's a lot of factors into this. So I mean, I've been trying to stay up with my commercial people, with clients as much as I possibly can. You know, there's so much. Payrolls are down. Work comp is based on payroll, and so a lot of people we were trying to help out with where they had no income coming in, non-essential businesses. You know, okay, so you know, trying to play with payroll to try and manage costs because their payroll is obviously going to be down.
They should adjust those rates.
Right. So, well, and they will, you know, but they need it. It always gets adjusted at the end because insurance companies will always audit these work comp type policies. But they needed help now. You know, I mean, they couldn't wait till the end of the year. It's like waiting for a tax return. You know, they needed the help now. A tax return wasn't going to do them any good if they got no money coming in on their business. And so, you know, we need to make adjustments to the policy. So, you know, it's but the less cookie cutter the business. You know, and I'd kind of say auto mechanics are kind of right in the middle. You know, you can find, you know, nice tailored packages for those types of businesses. But, you know, your contractors and you know, things like that, you know, where they don't even have an office, you know, those things are a little bit less protected, I would say. There's more exclusions on those kinds of policies. You know, less likely, I guess, that there might be coverage. More likely than the corona. You know, the corona is almost universally excluded. You know, they have infectious disease, so it doesn't matter if, you know, you're a restaurant that got, you know, shut down or maybe you're in a business that was severely reduced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just and unless you're in a, I mean, there's so much going on. You know, again, you got states like New York and California primarily where you've got, you know, politicians, insurance commissioners that are trying to go through courts to force insurance companies to pay out claims on this, even though they didn't price for it, and they weren't prepared. They didn't have. I mean, and you're talking about like a state like California, where basically every business has been shut down for 2 or 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the money you're talking. I mean, this is like kill business kind of thing. You know, a kill insurance company kind of thing. Like, and the Department of Insurances are kind of sitting there telling you that you got to pay out these claims. It's that's kind of a joke, really. You know, Arizona.
But if it's statewide, though, Eric, how does it work with for like a Harkins Theater and AMC? I mean, they're shut down, and now if they open up, they're only going to be at what 25% capacity. So couldn't they say, "Oh, hey, the virus took this much revenue from us, and they're all over the nation."
All right. Well, yeah, but they, you know, there's just they don't have, unless they took these wide steps to go to Lloyd's of London, which Harkins, you never know, you know, the company, like, but if they went to Lloyd's of London, they'll write up, you can create a policy, you know, and there are big companies, like the Olympics, per se, you know, they had insurance policy in place that was created for the Olympics, for the delay of the Olympics 1 year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so this is going to be $1 billion insurance claim, and
that will
be paid out, oh. you know, will be once they kind of can, you know, the hardest part is figuring out what the actual loss is. You know, there's conjecture all over the place how much mm-hmm. they're actually losing by having to delay it. You know, but that'll be a claim that'll be paid out. But, you know, Joe, average guy in Yuma, you know, not be able to, you know, swing some kind of deal like that. So, you know, the coverage isn't there. And, you know, they can't, you know, there's just very little coverage for Corona. You know, now, what will happen next? I mean, that's kind of the more interesting question here is like, you know, how can we, I mean, this one's kind of in the past. Say we survive it, we all hopefully think we will, you know, what's the next? You know, when 9/11 happened, there really wasn't terrorism. You know, that was an interesting one where there really wasn't. Well, there was a federal program that basically started up, the TRIA Act, you know, it basically created a separate part of an insurance, you know, that had to do with terrorism. And now, just about every commercial application includes a specific page, do they want to accept or reject terrorism coverage? You know, the Oklahoma City thing, that was, and actually I said that was kind of where it started, you know, but then 9/11 really crystallized it. So there is talk that is what will happen, you know.
Terrorism type coverage.
Right, like, a coronavirus, like infectious disease type thing. Where
you can deny it or.
It's a federal program, a separate pool that the insurance companies will dump premium into, you know, so that if this ever happens again, mm-hmm. you know, so sorry to say it's a reaction. You know, to a situation, but you know,
but that will be after it's totally gone.
Right,
you can't get it. Like,
that won't be able to be used for this. You know,
yeah,
you know,
right.
Other than these, you know, $2 trillion programs that the government's kind of doing. You know,
mm-hmm.
but in the insurance world, like, you have to pay claims with money that the insurance companies have already gotten, and you know, the businesses don't really have that. I mean, they're reducing costs right now, not increasing it.
Right.
You know, so
do cities that have constant problems with, you know, crime and break-ins, they get a different rate.
Absolutely.
Like if you live in a bad district and there's a break-in every night and a burglar every night in that community, and you say, okay, I want to move to this community, I want to open up a business, the rate's going to affect that.
Sure. You know, I don't know. Not every insurance company knows why, but the basics are they know. You know, okay, do we have, you know, what's our claim cost to our premium cost, and are we profitable? You know, and so, you know, why this is, you know, here in, like, this, I mean, this is the area that I get to see, you know, I always, you know, I don't see the big change because we've got people that aren't here for 6 months out of the year. You'd think that was a bigger issue, but I don't see a big one. You don't see big discounts. The security companies, the ADTs of the world, Simply Safes, whatever, and they'll sit there and say that saving on average, you'll save $500 by getting an ADT system. I don't ever see it. You know, like, you know, I see like $20 in savings. You know, like,
okay.
It never covers the cost of the actual. So I'll tell people, like, get it if it helps you sleep an extra 15 minutes, you know, but.
Don't get it for your rate.
Yeah, no, don't.
Yeah,
don't think that, that the insurance is subsidizing it, you know. So, you know, I don't, like, I you know, from certainly from home, I think we have I love Yuma, you know, I mean, as a father, I love being here, you know, it's a, like, from a crime perspective, like, you look at other people that look in our area and talk about the border and this and that, you know, even the protests, you know, are low-key, you know, positive, more or less.
They weren't
you
even
know.
From Yuma.
Either what, whatever, like, but what happens here, say they come here and they get a different frame of mind, it's just always, you know, super low-key, you know, you know, it's just a great area, it's... You just don't see as much. So then you go to a place like, well, let's just throw Phoenix at it. You know, you just see higher risk from a lot of different factors. You know, but they know, okay, Oklahoma, right now, there's going to be a tornado that happens this summer. You know, once,
mm-hmm.
maybe twice.
Right.
It's going to annihilate a town.
A
sure,
trailer park,
know
anyway.
That. Yeah, and they've got, you know, some, yeah. And but, you know, some of those things are insured for $100,000 a pop. You know, okay, you know, you have a home burned down. You know, people think home, right? You know, they you know, a couple $100,000 home. You got $150,000 in content. Somebody's got to live somewhere for another $30,000. The cost of a claim, you know, you lose a couple $100,000 home, it's actually $400,000.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I mean, every claim, you know, you think it's always worse than what you think it is. You know, but, yes, the like all these factors that come into to risk, and it changes now. Like a lot of these places that are, you know, L.A., you know, this is not their first rodeo on some of these kinds of things. You know, they're gonna remember this. They, you know, insurance companies are always going to try and capture the risk as best they can. So Seattle, what it's going through, the insurance companies have a memory that never ends. You know, they'll know what eventually in years they'll know, and it'll be reflected in rates.
Yeah, it's been in business a long time. So.
All right, we're up against our last break. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Welcome back to Yuma Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. We're up against our last 15 minutes here. If you want to give us a call, 344-5258, 344-KBLU.
And, George, I got to tell you,
yes,
though, we were talking about the market. It was up 800, then it was down 100. It was down to only up 125 a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's back up 407.
Back up 407.
You can't have a score sheet on that. Just you don't know what's going on. You don't know.
Go for the ride.
Strap in.
Well, if one thing I do tell my clients that, you know, I can't guarantee much, but I can guarantee there'll be continued volatility. That's the one thing I can. I know it's going to keep happening.
You know, there's just my big investor friend just shrinks every time I would say volatility or something because Russ, come on, because such small percentages.
Yeah.
He hasn't told me to stop saying it lately.
Yeah. Well, what was yesterday? 218, almost 1900 on the
market. Yeah, it was like 4%.
Five. It's a big move. So
it's scary that, you know, 3 months ago, I would have, I mean, that would have been stop the presses, you know. Yeah, right. You know, I mean, these days, the, what's crazy is changed, you know, from those, that few weeks in March, man, that was...
Oh, I was had to talk some people out of, you know, jumping out of their window on the first floor.
I was going to say, my windows aren't very high.
Yeah. I think it was a 32% reduction in the Dow, but yeah. The fastest trip to a bear market since the Great Depression.
Yeah, so but pretty scary. Great Depression didn't come up this quick.
Yeah, no, it did not.
It's give you a whiplash, man.
Yeah, so that jobs report, though, was that a week ago?
Yeah, down 13.3, and they were expecting it to be 18 to 20 or something.
All the analysts I was looking at, see, I mean, people don't, you read, you know, see the analysts and the experts, they...
I don't know any expert analysts like that guessed that one. They all had it.
They all had it,
all of them.
So,
yeah.
But that was a good sign. It was a positive sign. So I think we'll get through this, and, you know, things will be different.
Yeah, that's why we're burning it down right now. I mean, people didn't like it.
Yeah.
Start a riot.
Yeah. So, so Eric, how's your... You talked a little bit about your business. You guys did some work from home yourself for, a couple, 2 or 3 months, and now everybody back? Or are you doing a little phase-in back? Because we've been open the whole time. We
really?
Just don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see. You know, Tom, you probably understand why. So.
He's not really a, have a hard time getting in that door.
He's not a big work from home type of guy. Yeah. So, but no, in all seriousness, we take precautions. We, you know, we're wearing our masks and in our office, locked in there, and clients, if they, well, now a couple have come in, but for the 2-3 months there, we weren't accepting any clients. It was all phone calls or Zoom. So,
I'd say
you guys do the same. You guys full strength, or
we never shut our doors. You know, we've never turned away a client. There's been a couple days. You know, it's fun. The internet, you know, our internet service, you know, being as inconsistent as it's been, that's actually the thing that shuts me down. You know, I mean, if we don't have that, we can't really do much. But other than that, we've kept our door open every day.
So you've had clients actually come in throughout the whole time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, I couldn't do it. You know, we tossed it around, and I mean, there were some hard conversations, but, you know, I just couldn't do it. Now, you know, I said we have 5 total now. You know, 3 of them work from home. You know, I left it up to the employees to make that decision. We set them up with workstations at their home so they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 decided to do it. It was better for them, or they had to. For me, it didn't work. You know, I did it for 2 days, and you know, my productivity wasn't as good. I don't have the focus, you know, to thrive in that home office environment.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I did it for a day, and I could tell. No,
48 hours was the best I could
really?
Do, and I was right back in my office. I have one employee that was with me as well, and it just, you know, it wasn't. It was.
You have a call, George.
All right.
You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I might have missed catching the last half an hour of your show. You're talking about insurance and stuff like that. I see a lot of commercial, even my insurance, saying they're going to get rebate because they have more money because of the COVID-19. Nobody's out. Nobody's going to the hospital. Is that really true, or is you ever going to get some money back? The people who are paying car insurance, health insurance, all stuff?
So you ask about insurance rebates. Is it true?
So the thing we're talking. So absolutely, I already have. You know, like me personally. You know, I got 20% on my payment in May. I'm going to get 20% on my payment in June. Now that's the insurance company I have. I've seen them like where they've, like I said in the beginning, they've sent back checks. They've credited debit cards that are being used to make payments. You know, they've you know. So I would say, I mean, it depends upon the carrier that you're with. The better the company, the big.
it's Allstate, and they actually commercial Allstate. I'm going to call them up today anyhow.
Yep.
But, you know, the guy pays like $1,500 every 6 months for a four vehicle.
Then that carrier, like, they were actually one of the first ones. So absolutely, they're doing something. You know, they're a cap, what they call a captive, so you got to call your agent. But absolutely, I bet you've already done it. They've already credited you back. So sometimes you might need to ask just to know what they did with it. You know, so I got a lot of snowbirds that are insured with me, and they're north. They don't know anything about any checks that are coming here. You know, so guaranteed that they've already done a credit and asked your agent, because I'm certain that you've got the money back. Well, they would have written a check back to you then. If they don't have account information, then they would have sent a check. Guaranteed.
Is it a percentage?
Yes.
Coming back?
Well, some did anywhere between 10, and I think the highest credit I saw was 30% for a couple months. Some insurance companies gave it back like on a per car basis. Like if you have two cars, they gave $50 back, so you got $100 back. So each insurance company did something a little bit different, but yeah, generally it was a percentage.
Right. Well, you know, I made my payment in 1st of April for 6 months. So I'll come back in October
I'm telling you, they've already done it. You know, the way that they all did it was, if you had insurance with a company on April 30th, they credited you in May. If you had a policy on May 31st, they credited you in June. So it really matters none whether or not when you made your payment. It's did you have policy in force at that time? And then you got the credit. So I'd call them and find out where your money is, because if $1,500, you know, that's $100-$150 you probably got somewhere.
I'm going to call them right after this.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
There is.
So, getting back to, it's a new, like, I'm a marketing. I mean, you call me what, I guess going back to the beginning, I mean, that's what I do. You know, I'm marketing, relationship, all that. That's like what I'm finding interesting now. Like, I don't know, you've got to be the same thing. I mean, how do you meet new people? You know, how do you develop
mm-hmm.
relationships?
Wow.
Like, you know, that's, you know, you can't go to group settings. You know, how do you meet new? That's kind of what I'm trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've lost, because I mean, I appreciate. Most of my clients haven't put me in a position where I had to close the office. Like, it was very, like, it was either important or it was quick. You know, I mean, if I would have had 50 people coming in every hour, I probably would have had to do something.
Yeah.
But, you know, we trying to look at this as a glass is half full, you know, thank God it happened now, you know, and not 20 years ago. Like, I don't know how we would have done it, you know, before email took hold and you know, video conferencing and electronic signing of documents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact we have that, I don't know what we would have done without that. You know, so because we have all that, we can operate like this, and we can still do what we've been doing. So,
but you are open for those who want to come in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not just the, you know, the technology for business and stuff, but for the virus itself. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing as far as the trials. I think they started the human trials on the vaccine. Just think of the technology these days now that we have to make that. That's incredible. I mean, before it would take 4 years. So if they can
they haven't come up with it yet.
No, they haven't, but it's not going to be 4 years, I'll tell you that. So,
well,
yeah,
they're talking
knows,
maybe by year end, but
yeah,
that would be extremely quick if that happened.
It'd be record-breaking.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Uh-huh.
And also scary.
It is kind of scary, yeah. I've seen Legend, I Am Legend with Will Smith.
He's not the only one. There's a few others out there.
So.
You know, where the cure is worse than the disease.
Right. So.
You know, so, yeah. So, anyways, our office has been open every day, and I think most insurance offices have. You know,
maybe they've
shut the
door, right?
Maybe they've shut the doors, you know, but you know, I think they've been operating from the office. But
and everyone does different. Like this place here, you know, coming in El Dorado, you have to check the temperature, mm-hmm. put a mask on, and some are open, some stores are open, some we put a mask on, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen some people there say, like, you know, the days of the open office might be gone. You know, they might be gone where you have everybody in a group setting. You know, you might end up having to go to these more closed office.
What do you see yours being?
Well,
given you have,
you know, I think that I will be mindful of it more. I was already complaining about it, you know, before all this happened, and And I'm going to start using, you know, I have got some employees that are happier and more productive. You know, honestly, what I need to do is figure out who that is. You know, I need a way to track that productivity. I do, but I'm not as good at it.
By the way, you're out of time. You got to say goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
Say goodbye, Joe.
Another hour.
Right. Come on, you're done.
All right.
Well, have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks, Shiva. Money Talk. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.